sir. The subject is 50 meters away from reaching the state park line.
Yeah, damn it. Mackenzie, you're the only agent I got left out there. It's up to you.
All right, Captain. I'm chasing the subject down right now, but it's hard to get a clear visual on him.
All right. The subject's got brown hair, brown eyes.
Okay.
He's semi-aquatic.
I mean, like he swims or something.
He's about 3 feet tall.
What?
Roughly 67 pounds.
Captain, what exactly am I chasing out here?
You're chasing a beaver. Now shoot him before he breaches.
I can't get a look at him.
Oh, he crossed into the wilderness preserve.
Yeah. Damn it.
All due respect, sir. What makes this beaver so special anyway?
This beaver can build a nuclear weapon.
This beaver can build a nuclear weapon? And how do you know this?
Because I'm the one who trained him.
And now, from a guy who can't get stirred up and serve it out of his head, it's this week's episode of Giddy Up, Rhodey. This week's episode is brought to you by Majave Cosmetics and by Know the Truth. Check out the Know the Truth website by going online. On tonight's episode, we have Monarch recording artist Synthana, a great promotion idea, and what will hopefully be a completely uneventful episode. And hello to Giddy Up Rodeo, where this week's meal option for the podcast is chicken or fish. Once again, the meal option for this week's episode of the podcast is chicken or fish. Please submit your order before the end of the podcast so that we can service you adequately. And before anybody asks, no, it is not chicken and fish. You cannot receive both. If I receive any orders of any listeners asking for both chicken and fish, you're not going to get either because I'm going to pretend like I didn't even get it. Chicken or fish. Now, you may be wondering why we're doing a promotion like that here at Giddy Up Rodeo, and honestly, it's because listenership is down, and so I'm trying anything to promote the show. Just guys, listen to the podcast. Come join us here at Giddy Up Rodeo. It's a universe just like your universe where you're listening to this. Everything that happens here is basically what happens in the real world. I mean, the main difference about this world of Giddy Up Rodeo is there's only two Terminator movies. And honestly, I think that's a positive thing. Only having two Terminator movies? I mean, here we have Terminator Salvation and Terminator Genesis. Clearly the best two of all Terminator movies. Oh, hold up. Oh, sorry, listeners, my landlord's knocking on the window. Shit, hold on a second. Oh, God. No, I realize when rent is due. Hey, do we have to talk about this right now? I'm in the middle of recording this podcast that I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I'm. It's literally recording right now.
Cool, man.
So can we discuss this later?
The rent for the
sorry, listener. This is my landlord, Patrick.
Oh, hey, everybody. Hey. Yeah, my buddy Steven here, I didn't want to pay his rent.
It's not that I didn't want to pay my rent, okay? I haven't done it yet. I'm sorry, I forgot. I'm filling out the check right now.
Hold on, I'm getting a call. I gotta take this.
Here, don't.
Hello? Hey, what's up, Brian?
Here's your check, though.
Yeah, no.
I got your check.
Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean Leslie left? Well, who's going to feed Mojave?
I'm sorry.
If Leslie left and you're not going to be there, who's going to feed Mojave?
I'm sorry.
Look, we talked about this, Brian. You said that if you wanted a dog, you were going to take care of it. And I was like, okay, Brian, but you got to take care of it. So we bought you Mojave. Now, what about Mojave?
Hey.
Well, what's Mojave going to do for dinner?
I got my check filled out.
No, but I mean, he can't just go to Applebee's, okay, Brian? I'm sorry. If Leslie's gone, you just got to stay there and you got to watch Mojave, okay? Okay? I'm sorry, Brian. Okay, bye.
Cool, thank you.
That was just my dad calling. Anyway, I need the rent for this week.
Yeah, it's for the month. And here it is. I've had it.
Cool. Thank you, Steven. Well, I gotta get a...
Yeah, cool.
Got a call. Hold on, let me take
this. Oh, yeah,
you
can just take it outside, though. It's fine. Hello? You don't have to...
Oh, hey, Leslie. Yeah, Brian called me. Oh, Brian called you, too? Well, yeah, that's right. Yeah, he wants to leave, but you're already gone.
Speaking of...
Well, since you're gone and he wants to leave, then who's going to feed Mojave?
Hey, so I don't mean to push you,
but... Look, Leslie, unless you want to go home and feed Mojave, Brian can't go out.
Here, let's just start to walk out this way, okay?
Yeah, we can... Just gotta Well, he's supposed to feed him, so he can't leave if he's there.
Yeah. Well, right, you know that, and I know that. Well, absolutely. Just make sure you pay it on time next time, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
Holy crap, that took a long time. Anyway, here's the next thing.
Secret societies. Government-funded mind control. Manchurian shelter pets. This week on Know the Truth, we go deep inside the National Park Service, the federal agency that controls all national parks. But what else are they controlling? We go deep inside the middle of nowhere, Montana, to where Project Mojave is secretly based. Project Mojave, the secret wing of the National Park Service that does secret things that we don't quite know because they're secret. All this week on Know the Truth.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, there.
Hello, welcome truth seekers and old friends. Welcome to Know the Truth. We've got a pretty big episode today. But first, I want to remind everybody to go to the website. Our website is www.knowthetruth.net/shows/radio/profiles/knowthetruth/user/ktt/homepages/knowthetruth.net/pages/main.html/ad/free/premium-services/0012ff#, and that's actually the pound sign, and that's actually the pound sign. You don't type out, www.knowthetruth.net/shows/radio/profiles/knowthetruth/user/ktt/homepages/knowthetruth.net/pages/main.html/ad/free/premium-services/0012ff#0112ff#0112ff#sign/0112ff#pound sign, and that's actually the pound sign. You don't type out, oh, I should just start over now. Sorry, www.knowthetruth.net/shows/radio/profiles/knowthetruth.net/pages/main.html/ad/free/premium-services/0012ff#pound sign/0112ff#pound 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 sign/0112 KnowTheTruth.net/shows/radio/profiles/KnowTheTruth/user/KTT/homepages.
Mackenzie,
Captain,
turn off that shitty radio.
No, sorry.
I don't want to hear stupid conspiracy theory stuff right now.
Sorry.
Those assholes, they have no idea what the NPS is doing here at Mojo V. It's great work.
I'm sorry, sir. I just find it funny to listen to sometimes.
And statistically, a large number of the information they report is actually true about us.
That's right, Unit 963. It's kind of like in the original Terminator, in Terminator Salvation, when John Connor's like, the devil's hands have been busy.
Oh, man.
What? Well, I mean, that's a classic movie. I mean, the first Terminator movie, Terminator Salvation, that's like a really cool quote from it. I honestly, if we're on the subject, I don't know why they made that sequel to it. Terminator Genesis? I mean, they put that guy Schwarzenegger in there, and it's like, what is that guy doing in a Terminator?
Oh, man.
I did not realize he did not know.
What? I didn't know what? What didn't I know?
Damn it, Mackenzie, I'm sorry, but there used to be. There was three other Terminator movies before that.
No way, no. What?
Me and Unit 963 went back in time to destroy them.
You guys got to travel together?
The National Park Service thought we would be able to keep our own time travel under wraps if there were less time travel movies out in the real world.
Why didn't I know about this?
Sorry, Mackenzie.
Sorry,
you're not on
sir.
The inside anymore.
Wait, sir, please.
And welcome back to Giddy Up Rodeo. Just a reminder, last call for chicken or fish. Ezekiel and Lansing, I said you cannot have both. Chicken or fish. So our interview for this week is something special. She has a new album coming out next week called Mujay V. Please welcome to Giddy Up Rodeo, Synthana.
Hey.
Oh, hey, yeah, just have a seat right there. So we don't have so much time for this interview, so I just want to quickly get into it. I think it's funny There's all these silly rumors that come out about you, about how you're under mind control or you're part of some secret government program. I mean, what would you say to people who have such crazy conspiracies about you?
I don't know.
Wait, but have you haven't heard of this? Like, it's incredible. My favorite is that the National Park Service has this secret project called Mojave, and that they send out you and various other pop stars to manipulate the masses into doing what they want.
No.
Seriously, you haven't heard of this? Yeah, no, it's crazy. Like, there's like whole like websites dedicated like. Particularly with you, your latest video apparently has been scrutinized for having all kinds of Mojave symbolism in it.
People say anything to try and be haters to me.
That's terrible. But just for novelty and for fun, we're going to take a look at your music video, and we're going to point out some of the things that people are saying. So for instance, here in this shot, that's you in lingerie writhing around on a dusty desert floor.
Mm-hmm.
But people are saying that that's like symbolism for the Mojave Desert, and apparently all Mojave artists have desert visuals in their videos.
What, people just need to let me be me.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now here in this shot in the music video, there's you very forcibly grinding your crotch up against the side of that businessman's face. And a lot of people say that that's a common theme that shows up in Mojave artist videos. Something to do with they want to, you know, fornicate with all business, you know, some weird conspiracy shit like that.
I just like to have fun.
Yeah, and you should be. But here's the most controversial thing that people are talking about in your music video. In this scene, so first off, now you're holding an American flag colored dildo,
mm-hmm.
and you're servicing yourself with it.
Right.
And now you're stabbing a goat in the abdomen and in the face.
Mm-hmm.
And now here you are, like, in this huge fire setting. It looks like maybe you're in hell or something.
Yeah.
And in blood, you're writing out, "Please worship Satan. That is what I would like for you to do." Mm-hmm. And apparently all of that is very big in Mojave symbolism. We don't have time to get into all of it, but it explains their agenda of wanting to raise taxes.
People are just always trying to get in my way.
Yeah, it really is a shame.
Oh my God, what's happened? Oh my God, okay, so I said shame, and all of a sudden she's just screaming. She looks like she's completely turned off and dead inside. Okay, she's exactly like she was before, but she's also screaming out. What the hell is...
Stay away from her! Sorry, I'm Captain Porter. I'm Savannah's music manager.
Awesome, nice to meet you. What's wrong
take
with
her? Out,
is she
going to
be okay?
Is
she going to be fine?
It's all right. Savannah's just suffering from some pneumonia right now.
Oh, pneumonia. Oh, thank goodness. Yeah, I said this word, and it's almost as if it triggered a response in her.
No.
Wait a minute. Is that a vote for Hillary pin you're wearing on your jacket?
No, this is just it's a hotel.
Wait, you're not her music managers. You're Democrats.
All right, thinking yourself.
Whoa, put the gun down. I'm just a dude recording a podcast, okay? Please don't shoot.
You know too much. I'm Captain Porter from the National Park Service. Specifically, I work for Project Mojave.
I didn't even know that was a real thing.
It is a real thing.
I won't tell anybody.
Even the Republicans founded both the National Park Service and the EPA. The Democratic National Party has adopted them.
Yes.
And we need them to keep raising your taxes.
But I don't want to pay taxes.
Well, soon you're not going to be around to have to.
No, please.
Because what we want to do is save all the animals so that we can sacrifice them.
Sacrifice them?
In the privacy of nature.
Why would you do that?
Because our God requires it.
What God would require?
The God Baal.
Wait, you worship the ancient Canaanite God Baal?
All Democrats do. And now you know too much.
Please,
so we're gonna use you as a human sacrifice.
Oh God, please don't sacrifice me.
I'm sorry, kid. The Lord demands it.
Oh.
Dear Baal.
Oh, hold on. I'm sorry.
Wait,
Captain Porter. My landlord is...
What do you mean, your landlord?
Okay, hold on a second.
What? No. Hey, come back, quick.
Come on.
I'm just supposed to wait in here by myself?
Hey,
I need to shoot you now. We need to sacrifice you.
These random Democratic agents showed up and
This is Captain Porter. He works for the music industry.
Hi, I'm Ben. Nice to meet you.
I'm Patrick. Nice to meet you. Sorry guys, but can't have but more than three people in these apartments.
It's
certainly not a grand old party.
Oh, hold on, I'm getting a
that was a joke.
Brian! No.
Maybe now's not the time.
Excuse me. You haven't fed Mojave?
Excuse me.
Well, if you don't feel Mojave now, who's going to feed Mojave?
Excuse me.
If you don't forget this.
Oh my god, that was my landlord, you asshole.
You got lucky,
shot
kid.
My landlord and killed him.
We can use him as our sacrifice now. Now you're coming with us. Come on.
No, don't take me with you.
Coming with us.
I have to give out the check on our family.
You got nothing to do. You're coming.